Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The 2012 election demonstrated the predictive power polls can have when properly conducted. But as David Shuff, associate professor of management information systems at Temple University, reveals, the explosion of social media use is poised to dramatically increase the accuracy of polls during the next election cycle.
Many pundits predicted a tight presidential election. Obama would probably win, they said, but only because of the Electoral College. The popular vote may not go his way. So Obama's decisive electoral and popular victory over Mitt Romney surprised many pollsters. But for me and my colleagues, who collect and track social and traditional media activity through our Tempo Campaign Media Index, Obama's victory came into focus as early as the October 22nd debate. In the age of social media and big data, Tempo is the answer to traditional political polls. When polls emerged decades ago, it was only practical to ask a few hundred people whom they would vote for. But today, we can track social media and, through a unique research alliance, the vast media databases of LexisNexis to analyze tens of thousands of data points to track what voters actually do, not just what they say. Our research aggregates candidates' blog mentions, Facebook likes, Twitter followers, and YouTube views, as well as their media coverage across thousands of outlets. The result is a much broader and more detailed sample than polls can offer. Let's say a candidate suddenly gains thousands of Facebook fans. How long before some of their voting intentions begin to change? Tempo picks up on these future shifts by tracking their behavior from the first Facebook like. Which brings us back to the third presidential debate on October 22nd. After the two candidates made their closing remarks, Obama quickly attracted 40,000 new Twitter followers, 120,000 new Facebook likes, and 300,000 views on his YouTube channel. Romney's social media boost was much less impressive. For those of us behind Tempo, this signaled that the momentum had turned in favor of Obama, who had already displayed a consistent Tempo lead throughout the campaign. But this turn hadn't manifested itself in the polls just yet. Romney was still slightly ahead. So while many pollsters continued predicting a neck-and-neck election, Tempo indicated that the shift in interest would become a shift in votes. The rest is history.
That was David Shuff of Temple University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.